All right, now our next order of business is under unfinished business, and that is bringing the following motion from the Election Committee report to the PNB at the next public meeting, as resolved by the PNB on Monday, November 28, 2005. This is a current motion not yet considered by the PNB. This motion, I believe, is somewhat redundant, but I just wanted it in there to make clear that that is the next, that this motion has to be brought to the PNB by the
Point of information?
On the board.
Yes, point of information, please?
Yes, go ahead.
How much longer is this meeting going to go? It's already after 10 on the East Coast.
We didn't set a time.
Could we do so now?
Why don't we add up the times that we put on here and see?
I think I forgot to put a time for this particular issue.
Well, isn't that more of an administrative issue than something we need to really vote on?
Right.
Somebody's going to go make the presentation.
And we passed this. It's just a question that we have to. They didn't deal with it, so we're having to bring it forth again.
Right.
But we've already approved it. So.
Green, do you want to bring a motion to end the meeting at a certain time?
Well, 10:30 works for me.
Oh, I don't think we could possibly.
That's 10 minutes from now.
Yeah, I don't think we could.
When we set East Coast meetings to begin on the East Coast at 8, it's
any objections to 10:30? Other than mine?
Setting any kind of change in the agenda would require a 2/3 vote, including probably setting an end time.
That's probably true. We didn't set an end time. All right, but we will try to hurry and hope that nobody has to leave before we're finished. Let's get back to this motion, which is a simple urging, I believe, of an action on the PNB. Patty, LaVarne, and Wendy, do you have any objections to bringing this on the 28th?
No. No, if it's left to ask to get it on the agenda, they're always filled with things and it's very difficult.
Well, what is it? It was moved, I think, to carry it over at the next public meeting. Is this the first public meeting since the last October meeting? All right, then it should be at the head of the list. I hope that is the case.
Right. Yes.
So what?
Any objections to affirming or passing this motion?
I object.
I don't think it has to be passed. It's already been
passed.
We're just talking about
who to
bring
it, how to get it there on the 11/28.
That just requires a volunteer.
Yeah. It's an action item.
So maybe we can end by 10:30.
Yeah.
But moving along, we're spending too much time talking about what we're talking about instead of doing it.
So,
Patty, will you take charge of that motion then?
I'll post a message. I'll post a message to the PNB list asking that the election committee
issue. Point of information.
Yes.
I have objections to a number of things raised in this motion, and I would ask that. I'm sorry, you're out of order. I'm speaking, I would ask that my minority report also be sent along to the PNB.
I think any member of a minority, any member can send a minority report at any time.
Sure.
You don't need committee permission or approval or vote on that. A minority report is just that. It can come from anyone. It doesn't get voted on by the committee.
I wasn't asking for approval of the content.
What exactly are you asking for?
I'm asking that the member present my minority report without comment when she presents the motion.
I think that is the procedure. If you send it to the member, it'll be presented without comment.
Perhaps the member can send it to another member of the board to present it.
You are a member of this committee. I'm making the request of you since you've indicated you will be presenting the motion.
I think without seeing the minority report, but I do believe that there is a procedure for that, and some member will have to present it for you, and it will be presented when this is presented.
This is Wendy. I'll present it, Serene, if you want to send it to me.
Okay.
Then, Wendy, will you also present the motion? as it is. I believe the same person is.
Yeah, I mean, it's already on the agenda because it was it was just new business. I mean, it's something we never got to, but yeah, I'll present the whole thing. Okay.
Okay, great.
Well, I would assume that you will send the committee your minority report, Serene.
Mm-hmm.
Serene.
Well, Wendy, will you send us the whole thing?
Sure.
Serene, you're back? Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now,
so let's move along.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're up to item...
See the mission statement.
Mary Berg here?
Yes, Mary, go ahead.
I realized there was an email that had proposed language. I don't want to discuss the language tonight. I'd rather do that in the work group. We have... 10 minutes till we're supposed to close here, and so that I'm proposing that we simply vote on the motion that a work group composed of Rob, Richard, Carolyn, and anybody else who wants report to the December meeting with the recommended statement. That's what I'd like to vote. That's my motion now.
Yes,
I object.
Who's this?
Richard.
Oh, okay.
You know, I had some changes I wanted to make, and it turned out that Terry incorporated several of them, and then I added a couple. You know, I don't know how complicated it is for people to look at it. And
the only problem
I have
that,
changes too that
now,
I want to add. So, but I can't do it now.
Excuse me. The only problem is now that both Rob and Terry are off
mm-hmm.
the call.
Okay.
So, we could either postpone it to the next meeting, or we could set up a work group that would include now Terry.
But the motion is to set up a work group.
It is, and
here in the
motion named Rob, Richard, and myself, and I hear Terry and Mary should also perhaps be in that work group. In fact, in which case I will recuse myself because that's more than enough people. So let me restate the motion. The work group composed of Rob Robinson, Richard Phelps, Mary Berg, and Terry Goodman, and anyone else volunteering for this task, report to the December meeting with a recommended mission statement for approval.
Okay.
Objections to that?
Point of information.
Yes, Ted?
I don't think I want to move to reconsider something, but I just want to be sure. My question is there anything that we have voted on tonight that has the phrase, by a majority vote of the committee?
No.
Thank you.
Any objections to this motion?
No.
All right. So we'll pass without objection. We'll assume
it's passed. Okay, great. We're down to audits.
Now, audit needs a little bit of explanation, which I put into the agenda, and that is that we had, in August, we resolved to send summary guidelines and recommendations to an ED prior to calling for an RFP for audits of the membership database. First point is we still don't have a permanent ED, and second point is I've been in discussion with Terry Bricious and a few other people, and it seems that the preferred method is to do a random sampling, a preliminary partial survey, a random sampling of databases at each station and at the national office, to decide whether and where to authorize a complete audit, which can be very expensive. I think that makes a good deal of sense. I think one of the recommendations was 1 in 50 membership databases, and a sampling includes looking at the cardboard, the original forms by which listeners were signed up, make sure that their wishes are exactly, and the addresses are exactly as copied and so on, and that their premiums and so on are all recorded faithfully. And there are some other issues that would be looked at in this random sampling, and then a report on that would be used to determine whether or not we need a full RFP. We had a deadline of November 15th, which we've obviously missed, and I think we need to come up with a list of data. So I'm proposing a work group to create the parameters for such a sampling and then bring that to the PNB as soon as we have that accomplished. That would be the motion that I would make, was to create a work group to come up with a list of data for a random sample preliminary to an RFP for a full audit of the database.
Mm-hmm. How would we do this, by email?
I think so. That would make sense to me, and maybe a couple of phone conferences.
Okay.
Point of information.
Yes. Yes, Serena, is that?
Yeah, these conversations that you've had with various people,
mm-hmm.
is it possible to be more inclusive? I mean, conference calls can be scheduled that don't cost anything to the foundation. They don't necessarily have to go through the foundation. But it would be good to actually hear what is being requested of people so that we can understand their responses better. I think it's fair to say that, that people have different opinions.
Well, absolutely. I'd be happy to put out a notice when I'm going to be talking to anybody and ask if anybody wants to join the call.
Sure.
Or schedule it, you know, at your convenience. That would be fine. The last few times I've put out calls for work groups, however, I've gotten no response, even from people who would earlier volunteered, so I just went ahead and did what had to be done. But, no, I'll certainly put out a call for that on the list. Mm-hmm. If anyone else would like to volunteer to work on that, Serena, I assume you're volunteering to work on this.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Melinda?
I'd be happy to do that, but my only concern is that I would want to do it really pretty much by email, because I don't really want to incur a lot of expense with long distance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think that could be done. We could do a good deal of it by email.
I think we could.
Okay.
Also, no.
Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you. Sorry.
Living in Texas.
Anybody else want to join in this group?
Yeah.
Elizabeth? I'm sorry. Whose voice was that?
Oh, Mary.
Mary. Okay, good. All right, that's fine. Can we agree then to form a work group? To do that without a formal motion?
Well, there's no objections, right?
Any objections to that informal procedure? Thank you. Now, D was an RFP for elections consultants. And, Mary, this is what you were referring to. We really need to request tentative proposals from the two consultants we have consulted. One of the problems is that we had originally agreed to three people giving us presentations. And the third one was the American Arbitration Association. It's very difficult to find groups,
mm-hmm.
it turns out, that use STV. American Arbitration Association is an umbrella organization which does not conduct any elections itself. It forms them out.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not... I was not able to get to someone there to find out,
mm-hmm.
to whom we could speak directly. So we're still playing telephone tag with American Arbitration Association. So we now have two consultants who've,
mm-hmm.
spoken with us. We are simply in the position of having to make a recommendation to an ED to hire a company.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we need to do is decide how much of a proposal we can actually ask, since we're not going to be making the final decision in good conscience, what we can request. Does that make sense?
Carolyn, what was your end decision about the American Association? We're just not going to deal with them?
Well, I'm still trying to reach some people there. We've been playing telephone tag, and I will reach them again. I think the point, the fact that they're an umbrella organization, I think it was you who pointed out to me that may incur a double cost. In other words, we'd be...
No, that's not what I pointed out to you. I pointed out to you I have a lot of experience with that organization, and I don't trust them politically. They're too right-wing.
You said that, too.
Okay.
You said that, too, yes.
Well, Carol, I'd like to speak to your question.
Yes, I'd like some direction on this. Thank you.
As to, you said... If we're not going to be making the final choice, how much proposal we can ask, and I don't see any problem with asking any kind of proposal we want. That happens in companies every day. You work for a company, and they get you to go out and get proposals from everybody. You're not going to make any of the decisions. Somebody ahead on top of you is going to, but you ask for the proposals on behalf of the organization. So I don't, whether we make the final decision hasn't got anything to do with it. I think what we need to ask for is, well, I think we need to determine what concerns we have. I've heard the one and then the second. If we never hear from the third, especially in light of what Richard said, that's fine with me. We've got at least two. We've got to make sure that what we ask them for is sufficiently broken down
that, you know, it's meaningful. And we also have to make sure that we're asking for apples and apples, the same exact same thing from each of them, and that it's clear so that we can, that's the two things I think are important. And I think we could just break it down to get, for the purpose of this audit, just get their proposals for what it would cost them to do an audit. Because if we have to specify the entire election package, that's just, that's huge, and we won't get, there's too many unknowns in that, and too many parameters.
Well, what do you mean? They don't do audits.
Well, they each said they would. Well, I mean, this one said they would.
Well, Two Ballot will do a longitudinal study.
Right.
And I think, as he explained it to me, that would mean taking a snapshot of the list every so often, at least five such snapshots, I believe.
And they also said tonight that they would do the, you know, that they would either do an audit, or if they couldn't, they'd recommend somebody or find somebody or recommend software or something. What would it cost for them to do that sort of thing? I don't know.
No, I have asked specifically for recommendations for audits, and I have not gotten a direct answer. But this is not, a longitudinal study is not the same as the kind of of partial audit that I was describing before.
Point of information.
It's asking for somewhat different things. Yes, sir.
Has there been any discussion? We have a contracts subcommittee, a working group of the governance committee. Has there been any discussion with them with regard to requesting RFPs?
No.
That's interesting. Yeah,
I
know. Probably not. That's a good point.
Do you think there should be?
I don't know. Who just got off?
Serene.
Serene. Hello.
Serene. Hello.
Yes.
Did you think
what was your question? I'm sorry.
You were proposing, were you proposing that there should be?
Well, you know, it actually takes time, and everyone wants the business, so they won't refuse to do an RFP, but it requires a certain amount of time for someone to actually give us something that is useful. So we should make sure that we are observing whatever standard procedures may have been set in place, either by finance or by governance, with regard to how we move from here on that, rather than, you know, simply wasting our time creating a set of requirements and then wasting the company's time preparing responses to it.
Well, point well taken. I'll check and see if governance or finance do, in fact, have guidelines, although I suspect not. I suspect in the past those have come from either the ED or finance, the CFL, but I certainly will ask. Good point. Any other comments on this? Well, do you want to send in your data and comments to me, and I'll put out a note on the list formally asking for input into an outline for an RFP. If that's all right with anybody. Now, any objections to that procedure? No. Now, the last item, new business, Stephen Walker from Election Services Corporation. They have an East Coast branch. They have one on Long Island, and they have one in San Francisco. And they have invited us to meet with their Long Island group on December 8th, which is a Thursday. December 7th, which is a Wednesday. Did I put down the 8th? My mistake. It is the 7th, not the 8th, which is a Wednesday. And I'm wondering if anybody would like to accept that invitation and talk to their team. They're anxious to show us what
we
can do. And
if anybody wants to split for my plane fare, I'll be glad to. But
Well, you might ask for the same thing in San Francisco.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, somebody could... If you guys like them, maybe we could go over there and meet with some of the people over here and see. That'd be easy.
That makes excellent sense, yes.
What would the point be?
I think they wanted to show us what they do and talk to us as a team, any team that would be involved in doing our elections. They wanted to meet us and have us meet them and ask any questions that we didn't have time for on the call.
Well, what information would they be providing that is so essential that it would be, that would make sense to exclude those persons who geographically just can't get to one? I mean, True Ballot is in Bethesda. We can send the D.C. folks over there. But, I mean, what information is this visit supposed to impart that you know, in a fair process where you're asking for the same information from everyone.
Well, I've told you everything I know about the invitation. They just wanted to make a presentation to whoever was able to come.
Maybe we should, somebody should just talk to them, see if they're in the same ballpark, and then so invite them to come on and do what the other two did, you know.
Wait a minute, no, this is the other two. This is Election Services Corporation, Richard.
Oh, this is the one we already dealt with.
Stephen Walker is the first person, that's right.
That was okay, now it's just a follow-up, okay.
Yeah, this is a follow-up,
I don't have any problem.
Yeah, right.
So, go take a look, anybody who wants to, it's fine with me.
Is anybody else able to go on Wednesday the 7th?
Well, essentially, it sounds like a sales pitch, and I'm not sure that we should be engaging in that. One, I don't think we have the authority to, and if there's been a discussion, I wasn't on that call, and people were able to ask the questions that they needed, what else other than the RFP? I mean, why are we giving preferential treatment to one company over another at this stage?
I don't think it's preferential treatment. I think that they have invited us to ask more questions, which I think is a wonderful opportunity. And I don't think it's disadvantaging anyone. It's advantaging us, and we can certainly relay everything we have to the point of making a tape recording, if you wish.
Carolyn?
Yeah,
no. Ted. Ted.
And then
Nancy.
Mary Bird.
And Mary, Go ahead, Ted.
I don't think this requires any kind of a vote of committee. If some people want to go get more information and bring it back to the committee can't stop a couple of people or whatever from going and meeting with them.
Well, thank you. I wasn't asking for a vote so much as inviting other people to join me on that day, because I would like to go out.
Some of us have to work.
Well, the invitation is open, and we'll leave it at that.
Okay, I was almost back.
Oh, Mary, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I think there's... I would love to go if I could. I don't think it's giving an unfair advantage to go hear a sales pitch. If anything, it might... Those sales pitches, the more you hear from these prospective vendors, sometimes the more their clay feet show. And when they just give a little presentation on the phone like this, you know, they might sound a lot better. But if you got closer up, I mean, a sales pitch is one place where you can kind of...
They're sending an email right now to retract the invitation. They heard that.
Huh?
Excuse me?
Oh, what?
I said they're probably sending an email right now to retract the information, having heard the invitation.
Probably so. So, I mean, I don't see any problem at all with doing it. So I would love to do it, but I can't. So why don't anybody that can? And then
maybe
report back
to the one there.
Excuse me, let's not have two people talking at once. Mary.
Well, if there is one, I don't know. I'll find out.
Yeah, she said there was one in San
Francisco. Mary, they have a branch in San Francisco, and they certainly probably would be glad to talk to you there. That's good.
This is Lavarne.
Yes, Lavarne.
They do have a branch. The person who did the presentation actually is located out here. So
That's right.
We can call him. We can call him and arrange. I'm sure he would be delighted. And I'm not really sure what the setup here on the West Coast versus the East Coast, but I'm sure he would be delighted to invite us over. So either Carolyn can do that, or she can assign that to one of us to do.
Well,
and I think this is an excellent idea in terms of just looking at this, because, you know, I'm sorry, I was kind of like doing some other stuff, plus I had this bad cold, but and I didn't get a chance to really ask questions of Seibel, but yeah, that conversation was interesting too. And I think that if you are on site to look at these things like you discussed it, you get a better feel for exactly what can be accomplished.
All right, good idea. Perhaps Lavarne, would you like to arrange the meeting in San
Francisco? Sure, I will do that.
Thank you. That would be very good to have people looking there too.
I have a question.
Oh, great.
Information.
Yes, sir.
Do we know whether any persons who are involved with Pacifica, or either nationally or any of the local stations, have any business or familial relationship with this corporation?
No, actually. We know that True Ballot has recently taken on three new members, Terry Barishas, Caleb Kleffner, and Kenny Mostern. They are now members of True Ballot's corporation.
That's a good piece of disclosure.
There are five members, yes. I'm sorry, Joan didn't mention that, I guess.
I'm sorry, Kenny, Caleb, and who's the third?
Kenny Mostern, Caleb Kleffner, who was our WBAI supervisor, and Terry Barishas. And they're now working together.
In what capacity?
I'm not sure. John is president of the corporation. I haven't seen titles on the other four. He and Nick Koumoutsias. Nick Koumoutsias is their technical support person, and I spoke to him, not support person, but their technical director. And I did speak to him about some technical questions regarding elections and so on. And so I don't know exactly if Terry, Caleb, and I'm mind as much at this point. If the other three people have titles as of yet. I think we would have the option, however, this was said to me, if we were working with them as a team, of choosing members of the team that we were comfortable working with this time.
Well,
and that was an open offer from John.
Mm-hmm.
Well, any more questions, or are we about ready to...
I move that we adjourn.
Adjourn, yeah.
Okay, we didn't do item D, the elections consultants, did we? Did we skip that, or what? Can I...
Well, I thought we were going to check to see what the existing guidelines are, if there are any, with regard to RFPs, either with the governance committee...
I thought that was just a relation to... Oh, it's for the whole thing. Okay, fine. That covers the whole thing.
We have a little work group. You volunteered for that, Serene and Melinda, to work to set up some parameters for an RFP. Is that correct?
Is that right? I didn't get that. Oh.
Yes.
Well, geez, Serene, I'm going to get you off the hook. I've got to put you right back on the hook. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Serene and Melinda.
You'll work up guidelines.
Is that correct? You'll work up guidelines? Is that the way to put it?
I'll check to see what exists.
Melinda, Serene, Mary, and myself were going to do parameters for an RFP. Serene suggested that we check with governance and finance.
Mm-hmm.
Serene, are you on one of those committees? Or?
I'm on governance.
On governance, all right. And who else is on finance?
Perry's on finance.
Good.
Patty and LeVarn are.
All right, then good. Maybe one of those could check with finance and let us know if we have to consider any guidelines for RFPs. All right, nice work, people. Thank you so much. And you know what we didn't do? We didn't set the next meeting for sure.
Did that happen?
Well, we didn't. It was listed
Sunday,
and
December 18th.
We skipped right by it. We went right into the
I'd
special
like to
order.
December 25th. It's a Sunday, after all.
Hey, that'll work for
you
me.
You guys really like Sundays.
I can do Sunday the 25th.
No, family.
I don't care. I don't ever have any holidays no kind, so what difference does it make?
Yes, well, that's a thought. Well, is the 18th all right? It is the third Sunday, and if there are no objections, then we'll notice it.
It's okay. It's just that these things keep landing on the same weekend as my LSB meetings, and that's just
sure.
I know. But just think, it's all in one weekend, Richard.
That's true. The next week I don't have any of these meetings, so that's
there
okay.
There you go.
Better look at the positive.
Be happy.
Side.
Be happy.
Sorry,
is it possible to move it earlier in the day? I mean, even by an hour.
Yeah, that would be probably a good idea. Make
it's
it start
okay
at
with
four.
Me.
Is that all right? Would everyone start at 4 p.m. Pacifica and and 7 Eastern?
Yeah.
7 p.m. Eastern.
Any objections to that? No, that's
fine. I think it's better for the people on the East Coast to not have to, so late.
Then they don't get disagreeable, right, Richard?
No. What happened the next day when they didn't get sleep from that night, I would imagine. So.
All right,
thank you for the
nasty
suggestion.
Things over the phone.
So we're on the 18th at 4 p.m. Pacifica, 7 p.m. Eastern.
Okay.
Mary, do you want to notice that to the list?
All right, I will do that.
Wonderful. Thank you very much, people, for a good productive meeting. And we will see you in 3 weeks. And
The famous newsman said, good night. And good luck.
Hey, isn't that nice? That's a new phrase. Where'd you ever hear that? Anyway, good night.
I don't know. Some guy named Merle.
Yeah, there you go. Bye.
Bye.